Sarasota County Commissioners yesterday approved $600,000 to give direct financial assistance for families in the county facing foreclosure on their homes. The funding, which ultimately could rise to $1 million, will be distributed in grants of up to $5,000 through a group of nonprofit organizations in the county. Last month, Deputy Administrator Susan Scott said there were approximately 8,000 pending foreclosures in the judicial process, but the goal here is to help the 2,400 or so homes valued at less than $300,000. John Thaxton is a member of the Sarasota County Commission.
We have been trying to figure out how we could coordinate our efforts with those that are ongoing from the governor's office in Tallahassee and the federal government programs. But to be truthful, it's pretty hard to coordinate the three because they're coming from so many different directions. So what my board decided to do was two separate actions. The first was to act as a conduit for people who are in foreclosure imminent threat of foreclosure, and help them reach out to the services that are available, and just kind of be a conduit, if you would, a facilitator to help them in that respect. And we also put a little bit of seed money into a separate program. I believe it was $600,000-$700,000 that would actually go to households to help them maintain home ownership. Our thought was it would be a lot cheaper and a lot more effective use of government money to help people prior to foreclosures than helping the banks after foreclosure. And so we will be concentrating on the pre-foreclosed properties, actually working with the homeowners and the families to keep them in the homes, rather than figuring out, such as some of the federal government programs, is helping the banks after the foreclosure happens.
And so I understand, right, that these grants could go up to $5,000 on some of these people who are in danger of perhaps being foreclosed. The question is, there's an estimated over a couple thousand lower and middle income families in the county that are facing foreclosure. So how is it decided ultimately on who might get this funding?
We will be targeting the funding two separate groups. First off, the homes have to be valued less than $300,000, and the household must be making less than 100% or 80% of the mean area income. Now, obviously, there's more households that meet that criteria than there are monies available, at least the initial funds that were allocated. So what we will be doing is relying upon the credit counseling agencies and the other not-for-profit groups and other not-for-profit groups that are helping these homeowners, and they will refer the qualified, income qualified, and the other status qualifications to the county, and then we will work it after they're referred to us.
And of course, this is all in addition to the federal money that will be coming your way in terms of dealing with the foreclosure crisis that Congress passed earlier this summer. How much money do you guys have for that program?
I believe it's going to be $7 million, and what we will be doing with part of that, some of the programs that we're funding that I just spoke to are being funded out of CDBG. We have a cheated lot fund that we've been working from, and then our SHIP monies. And so we will take the federal money that we'll be receiving as a part of the Fed bailout, and we will be using that in place of the home, SHIP, and CDBG monies that we are allocating to this new program.